What's up, Macramento? It's your boy, Coach, back at it again with another episode of the Soul Sacramento Podcast. Oh, boy. Today, we got a familiar face. You know who it is. The boy, Mozzie. You feel me? With that Unforgiven, a new track he came out with J.P. Bangs on the beat. J.P. Bangs making a lot of noise recently. June on the beat used to be his go-to guy. I guess some things happened and he has a lot of new beat makers, and J.P. Bangs is on the up and up. And this song, Forgiven, actually Unforgiven, it go crazy. And there's going to be a lot of things we can learn about this track. And let's say, appreciate all the support. So let's dig in. You know how it goes. Let's do it. Oh, told you, J.P. Bangs. Blood on my hands, I promise to be a man. Okay, Mozzie. Oh. Nice little beat to start. Mozzie, so you gotta kill him. He said, I'm too gangster to respond to y'all death threats. So you know what that means. Mozzie, he in that league of his own right now. He was the first Sacramento rapper to make it mainstream. So all the comments, you know, on the blogs and the YouTube videos, he's just telling y'all that he's too gangster to respond to that. Like, because, you know, gangsters move in silence. Like Lil Wayne said, we silent like the G in lasagna, you feel me? So, Mozzie just pretty much letting y'all know that he on a different level, different escalon. He don't got to respond to y'all threats. And then you heard him say, he said, you know, I'm too gangster to respond to y'all threats. Angle, angle, angle. That's a, what's that called? It's not a word, but it's kind of Mozzie's new little, just verbal, verbal response. Like, it's just kind of like a movement. Arr, arr. He has a song with Lil Nick called Dog, and he does the arr, arr, and it's just a good feel. I think it just means move fast, you know. It's like an emotional outburst. Arr, arr. And I like how he rolls that R, so that's that. And let's go some more. Oh. Okay, exit off of 12, you in the red zone. Come on, for all my Sacramento people, since this is a So Sacramento Podcast, you know what that means. 12th Avenue. It's one of the beginnings of Oak Park. It's the trenches, the red zone, because they call it the murder mids, because they catch a lot of bodies out there in the mids. So even though 12th is kind of the start of Curtis Park to the right, but when you go left, that's the red zone. That's Oak Park, man. That's where it gets real spunky, man. And you got to know somebody if you want to catch a body out there. So he's just showing homage to the exit 12th Ave, which is off the 99 South in Sacramento. You feel me? If you don't hustle, you don't get to eat chow time. That's just a line or a bar that, you know, gives a shout out to people that are in them cages, in them correctional institutions. Chow time is when they get to eat, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And then the really good bar he had is where he said, you press 5. 1 second, he said, if you press 5, let me see. Oh, that conversation be recorded when you dial 5. For all y'all that's gotten a call from the correctional institutes or made a call from those institutions, they always say, press 5 to speak to the inmate now. And he's just letting y'all know, a little free game, that all those conversations are recorded. So don't call your significant other or your team members and start blabbering about what's going on behind them walls or what's going on in the streets, because as we all know, the cops, they got to do their job out there, and many of them don't have to do their job because there's blabbermouths out there telling them everything they need to know. So when you operate under the law of secret society, so I suggest that y'all know that when you press 5, that conversation has been recorded. That's coming from the I Street or the RCCC Institute if you're in Sacramento. And just, you know, be cautious on what you're saying. I've heard people so many times name drop, give locations, talk about what they, you know, doing, what type of street pharmacists they're running into, and it's just, it's not a good look. Like I said, I recommend all y'all, you know, get a job and do your thing. But if you do want to operate, you know, underneath the law, then make sure you do it properly so that you don't get blurped on your own mistakes. So that's just Mozzie giving that free game like he always does. He's good at that. He says it one more time. It's being recorded. You already know when you dial the 5. He got blood on his hands because he in the trenches. He rich, but he still in the trenches. Man, this song go crazy, Mozzie. He's that boy boy. Oh, I'm grooving that one. Oh, he said, ask about the Sacramento murders. We the reason. So Sacramento, another slang word for Sacramento. You feel me? Because we got a lot of pimps and macs out here. I don't condone that type of activity, but hey, get it how you live. You feel me? And you know, like I said, I'd rather see y'all go to work, go to school, get a job. But if you macking and pimping and that's your thing, then I mean, Sacramento, man, get after it, man. So he said they're responsible for all the murders because it's crazy. He's a Hell Gang member, Mozzie. You know, he's doing good for his life, but he does rep that Hell Gang, which is murder gang. So he's saying that they're the reason for all the murders out here, and quite frankly, not to be a, you know, no pun for Frank Long, but quite frankly, he might be right, because the murder mids, they make a noise inside the prisons and on the outs. So they catching bodies at a high rate, and I'm not proud of it, but his lyrics are true to self. So they catching bodies out here, you feel me? So I feel what he's saying. Mozzie, Sacramento. We back at it with some more of that Unforgiven. Mozzie a demon because he catches bodies. Ooh. He said he's forever scheming. For all y'all don't know, Mozzie lost one of his Mozzie members a couple months ago to a car accident where he crashed his Lambo. It was a scheme team. So Silly Roo got a song called Forever Scheming. And when they talk about they scheming, they talk about their lost soldier, Scheme. A couple of my boys know him personally. He was a good guy. He unfortunately lost his life to a car accident too early. So RIP Scheme, he was a king out there. Oh, he said Aquafina on me. You know Aquafina, that's that drip, that jewels, that jewelry drip. Aquafina, you feel me? We're coming back at it for the final segment of Unforgiven. Let's go. You ain't got no right to that firearm, Mr. Loner. Oh. Pretty much, Mozzie's just letting y'all know that some of these dudes out there operating under the law, they got guns, yikes, blap sticks that really ain't theirs. It's a loner. They loaned it, which is kind of funny because, well, I know if you're a felon, you can't legally possess a firearm, so you can't buy one. So a lot of the felons probably got loaner sticks, but he just letting y'all know that some of them dudes on the other side of the, you know, got loaner guns, so they not always with the blapstick. And as all the rappers say, you don't want to get caught without it. Don't get caught lacking. So if you got a loaner, make sure your loan can last some time, because it's real spunky out here. It's a cold summer, man. With that iron, them Desert Eagles and them Trey Pounds ain't playing. Them Click Clack gangs, man. Them Jack boys, they not playing out here. And there's nice parts of Sacramento. There's the Rose Garden. There's the Fab 40s. But you know, with pleasure comes pain, and there's also the gutter. You feel me? Which is the Murder Mids, where Mozzie hails from, 4th Ave to be exact. And he's just letting y'all know that if you got that loaner firearm, man, you better be prepared to get it spunky, because these kids ain't fighting no more. There's no more from the shoulders. When I grew up, that's all we knew. You know, we go toes from the shoulders. But we was watching, you know, Mike Tyson fight night, you know, Mike Tyson knockouts. And these kids watching Desert Eagles, you know, shooting through watermelons. So it's different culture, different time. So if you got that firearm and it's a loaner, make sure you got that loan on an extended loan, because you're going to need it out here. And these streets is spunky. Real talk. And if they kick me, better kill them. Just make sure them niggas feel it. That's all I ask to the killers. Said I got blood on my hands. I promise to be a man. He got blood on his hands because he out there in the trenches. Snubs. You better kill Mozzie. Like I said, JP Bangs go crazy on this beat. Mozzie, he got 1.2 million subscribers on YouTube, which is crazy, because he from Pebble Beach. And it's amazing to see a young man go so far, coming from nothing really. As y'all know, probably 9 years ago, Mozzie counterpart Lil Nick, who's sitting down for a murder right now, was pushing. He was pushing Not Playing Films, which was an independent company that was pushing that street music movement. Unfortunately, Lil Nick sitting down because of an incident that happened at Center Court, which was previously owned by Chris Webber of the Sacramento Kings. Somebody lost their life, and they pointed Lil Nick out in the lineup as the shooter. So he is fighting that case right now. He caught a hot one. He's a real shooter, real driller, but I heard he's going to be out soon, because as y'all know, if Lil Nick wasn't locked up, there'd probably be no Mozzie, because Lil Nick is a real deal. He got the bars like Mozzie. He got the you know, the fans, and most importantly though, he got that real street image. It's not even an image, he really is in these streets. And Mozzie, as y'all know, he's a great entertainer. He's a hood dude, but I don't think he was really in them streets like he says he is, because if he caught all them bodies, then he would be, you feel me, Adolf Hitler reincarnated, and he'd have a lot of pending cases. So it's, you know, it's good to be what you rap about. I'm all for that. But if you are a good entertainer and you have an audience, then might as well go with it, especially when you can make money to support your family. So I'm not mad at Mozzie. I'm not calling him a fraud. I'm just saying, he do what he do. And Lil Nick, that's the real shooter out there for the 4th Ave Pebble Beach Monsters. And he's locked up, like I said, but he's going to be out soon. So free the team, free the home team, you feel me? Thanks again, Sacramento, for listening in to the podcast. I appreciate all y'all love and support. It's crazy. I looked at the analytics and we booming now. Like before, I only had about 4 countries tapping in, and now I'm about 60, 70 deep. So I don't know how y'all hearing about it, but I love it. It's cool to see y'all tapping in from all across the world, because I'm just trying to teach y'all, just and you know, teach the Theodorks and all the novices in the streets what these lyrics and these rap songs mean, and just a little bit about the culture that we have here in Sacramento, because we got the throne, we got the torch right now. NorCal, stand up, Sacramento, let's go.